This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And I figured it would be fun to, 24 hours later, talk about the Super Tuesday election results, because that seems to be on everyone's slate at the moment. I mean, it was this great big thing, very upsetting for Bernie Sanders, for Bloomberg, for Pete, whatever his name, last name is.
I don't know. But I come here to get my political news.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, well,
thank you for bringing me up to speed once a week.
There's plenty of it. Joe Biden, of course, did very well yesterday, winning a few states that people expected to go to Sanders, and Sanders ultimately only won like four versus Biden winning seven. But it doesn't really matter because none of these states that voted yesterday were all or nothing states. So they all split their delegate counts proportionally based on how much of the vote they got.
So it was kind of like a show?
Yeah.
All right.
So,
theater.
I mean, yeah, it wouldn't have mattered if Joe Biden actually won California, because he wouldn't get all 400 and whatever of their delegates.
Isn't this the same guy that, wasn't he here in Keene and was pretty sure he was in Vermont?
Yeah, apparently that happens a lot with him. Like, he goes to a place and he doesn't, he's senile. He seems to be senile.
He is crazy senile. I was watching a montage of Joe Biden having no idea who he is, where he is, or what's going on this morning. And it's frightening to think of that man with his finger on the nuclear button, thinking it's the easy button at Staples.
No, for
you know?
Any single man having his finger on a button that bad.
Huh?
I would be afraid of any man having his finger on a button like that.
Yeah, see, I don't want anybody to have their finger on a button like that, but, you know, if you're a child molester, I don't like that. I don't think they should give nukes to child molesters, and Biden's gotta be a child molester. Oh my God, have you seen the
JoeBiden.info is the best place to go for that. And I'm not going to say he's a child molester, but he's definitely creepy.
He likes the hugs.
See, molest is very vague.
But it has very loaded connotations in the United States. If you call someone a child molester, you mean they rape little kids. I mean, let's be honest.
When I hear molester, yes, but yeah. I also realize that it could mean like a hug and somebody didn't like it, so now they were molested.
In the literal meaning of the term, yes, he's provably a child molester,
creepy,
but in the
jerk
way everyone understands it, I wouldn't want to.
That's
call
why
him
I
that
felt comfortable using that term. I was pretty sure I could get out a dictionary and prove truth.
Yeah, but truth, the literal definition of a word doesn't say everything. I don't want to call him a word that most people would interpret as being a child rapist. He may be a child rapist. I don't know.
And the thing is, and again, if they take me to court, I'll just claim truth on this.
Well, you have freedom of speech. They can't take you to court.
I do believe, I think he's a kid toucher. I think he and
well, he probably touches kids. You can go to JoeBiden.info and see that yourself.
I mean, in a worse way.
Right.
I think he's part of that whole Clinton, Epstein, let's go touch people thing. Who don't want to be touched.
We're off the rails.
And you know, I think that's why they want him in office, because if they've got the Epstein tapes on Biden, then they own Biden.
Or somebody in that lineage, maybe.
Well, somebody in that lineage, but the thing is, they want it to be the guy in the president's chair that they have the dirt on.
That would be convenient.
Well, I see no reason to think they don't have the same information on Donald Trump. I mean, he was certainly friends with Epstein back in the day, too.
Yeah, he was, and I certainly, the evidence isn't as good with Trump. I mean,
well, there's more evidence to support Trump being friends with Epstein than there is Biden being friends with Epstein.
That's definitely true. There's a lot. There's a lot more evidence with Clinton than Biden also. But just the way. And this is totally, everything I'm about to say is subjective, but everything I saw with those kids on stage, it looked like their parents were making a freaking sacrifice to me, is what it looked like, and it gave me the creeping horrors.
And what are you talking about? I haven't seen what you're talking about.
Oh, there have been a whole number of incidents where Joe Biden is just will get like way too close to females. Put him, you know, there's pictures of him putting his hands on him, and they're like trying to get away, and he's whispering in her ear, and she's like leaned over 75 degrees the other way. Like, who doesn't know that that means don't be this close to me when somebody's leaned over, you know, like the Tower of freaking Pisa?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I pulled up JoeBiden.info for Gray to take a look at here so that he can see for himself some of these videos.
Mom looks like she's crying in the background.
I've never seen JoeBiden.info. I'm going to have to look at this.
Oh, it's a nice little collection of all his creepiness, like this video here where he's just stroking this little girl's face. It's so weird. It's so creepy.
That's the one I saw.
It horrifies me. And the one where there's a little girl and like he like leans over to talk to somebody and you can see him like trying to slyly accidentally grab what would have been her boobs if she wasn't a freaking child, and she like steps away and looks at him like, what are you doing? And she's like 4 years old, but even she knows something's wrong here. He should not be touching me that way. And
is his name Creepy Joe also?
Well, they call him Creepy Uncle Joe from time to time.
Yeah, because I mean he's creepy, and he acts like a creepy uncle that one should not leave alone with one's kids. Yeah.
Okay, so this is not a pro-Joe Biden webpage.
Oh, God, no.
No, it looks very official when you first look at it.
Like, well,
it looks
that's like how you do that kind of thing well.
It's working.
Because it's his supporters.
I mean, plus there's
so
actual criticism
him
of him here. There's
than you have to.
That he's against gay marriage, for mass incarceration, against abortion rights, against school busing, for the Iraq War, and all of these other policy positions that he's taken in the past of his political career. And, I mean, he's just a terrible neocon-style, typical politician.
Yeah, marching in lockstep with the rest of them.
Yeah,
he's been on the wrong side of pretty much every issue. He's spent some time on the right side of like 30% of them.
unless they're agreeing on taxation as theft, they're all on the wrong issue.
I would agree.
Yeah, but...
And that's why I liked Tulsi Gabbard, because she came out and said that, you know, if it's for things you don't want to... It was a light version of it, but
if it's for inappropriate things...
If it's paying for things that you don't want to pay for, then taxation is theft.
That's
Yeah, she was appeasing libertarians by saying that.
She'll be a libertarian in 10 years.
I don't know. I'm not convinced that she has any allegiance to the non-aggression principle or anything like that.
Maybe this thing will be gone.
I don't think she does, but she thinks like I did 5 to 10 years before I was a libertarian, except the gun thing. I don't understand the gun thing because, you know, if you can watch me, like, sail back and forth across the political landscape through my life, but I was always on the right side of the gun thing because I was like, no, we're not letting the cops be the only ones with guns.
And when you say right side of the gun thing, you mean, of course, being anti-gun control.
I believe in trigger control and muzzle control. Those are very important. But
yes, but we're talking about gun control here, which is attempts by the state to control, you know, arms in the United States.
Mm.
Yeah, so one would be against that to be on the quote right side of the issue.
I would say so.
Agreed. What do you think about Joe Biden and the hilarity of the Democratic results yesterday on Super Tuesday? 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And next governor of New Hampshire, nobody.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. I have actually completed a sale today on local.bitcoin.com, and it had been almost an entire month since I got one completed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was great. I'm back on the top results on the first page now, so people see me there, and they know I'm not a scammer, hopefully. So it's hopefully we can get the number of scammers on the site dialed back. And the best way to do that is for people to come to the site and buy from someone who they know is not a scammer.
I think I could maybe find you on there.
You absolutely could. All right. Just go there and click the Explore button. I'll be right there in the first three or four results.
All right. We'll meet there.
At local.bitcoin.com, Bitcoin Cash is finally moving in the Western Hemisphere again. It's great. I'm very happy about it.
Bitcoin?
Bitcoin Cash.
Right. Finally moving in the Western Hemisphere?
Yeah, because it died.
It wasn't moving for a while, notice.
It died for a while. On local.bitcoin.com, toward the end of December to about 2 days ago, really, was when I started getting trade offers again. And it's day one actually completed.
Hmm.
Shocking. Wow. But yeah.
May you have many more.
Do they have too many vendors on there?
No, they have too many scammers on there.
Hmm. And are the scammers mostly buy side or sell side or both?
Both. So when somebody comes to the website and they organize by price or something like that, they'll find somebody who is selling for, 20% below market or 30% or even 50%. And it's going to be a scammer who probably doesn't even have Bitcoin Cash to fund the escrow with anyway.
See, that's why I always wanted, I thought it should reduce your maximum trade to be, topped off at what's in your wallet.
I was initially against that because I didn't keep Bitcoin Cash in my Bitcoin.com wallet. I would just transfer it as I needed it. But now I'm keeping it there, so it's, sure, why not? Let's do that.
Makes it easy.
It makes a lot more sense. You have to have skin in the game before you can play. I like that.
So we're looking at this first Bitcoin watch now because it caught Gray's attention. It's a really pretty watch, but I'm not finding anything on the price of it. It's made by Frank Muller, but I'm not finding...
Plus one.
I'm sorry?
One.
One what?
Coin.
One Bitcoin?
One Bitcoin?
Yeah. I don't know if that's...
You're probably not getting that for one Bitcoin.
I don't know.
I wouldn't think. That looks like a pimped out sort of thing going on there.
It's got a little QR code on it and everything. That's actually really cool.
You could probably just Google the guy who made it and see that he's maybe got another assortment of really expensive watches, too. So.
Oh, yeah, he certainly does.
Yeah, that's not...
I mean, there's a whole collection here with grand complications, mint collections, and things like that. But let's go to the phones. We got Rob calling from Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Aura. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Is this hippie Rob?
Hey, you guys were talking about Joe Biden there a little bit and, how he touches people and stuff. And I sent a video on that one there that he did with Hillary Clinton. It's just, it's really amazing. It really is.
Did she like it?
I haven't seen this video. Did Joe Biden grope Hillary Clinton?
Well, I mean, it seems like he
had a long, awkward greeting, I think.
Yeah, and she's trying to get away, and he won't let her go. But not the reason why they called, though. One of the other things I heard about Mr. Biden was that there was a post that was put on the Facebook saying that he wanted to do away with cannabis. That's true.
Do away with the weed? Did he say that?
Yeah, he
wanted to do away with medical or something.
I heard he was crazy. That sounds right.
He is crazy.
Yeah.
He is crazy.
He's out of his mind.
I keep going back and forth about between Joe Biden would be more likely to set off the boogaloo or Bloomberg would be more likely to set off the boogaloo. But I wouldn't be surprised if we were all boogieing in 5 years either way.
Boogieing?
Let's hope so.
Boogaloo?
Right.
Okay, you know about so
nope.
Boogie,
okay.
To boogie
it comes
is part
from
of
the
participating
this movie
in the boogaloo.
It comes from this movie. I don't remember the actual prefix. I think it's like Just Dance or something like that. The All sequel right. was called Electric Boogaloo. And so boogaloo became on the internet just this sort of general term for a sequel.
Okay.
So boogaloo in this context refers to a second civil war. It's like Civil War II, Electric
okay.
Boogaloo.
Yeah, I have. Yes, I know. I'm on track.
Yeah. So I don't even know. The only person I'm pretty sure would not set off the boogaloo is Trump. And that's because most of the armed people in the country love him. And if you're not armed, who cares what you think?
So what about him wanting to make the weed illegal, Rob?
It's just, to me, it's a medication. It has a lot to offer. It has for a long, long time. And it seems that the powers that be are more interested in helping out the pharmaceutical industry and the tobacco industry and the oil industry and the paper industry.
But the issue there is that Joe Biden doesn't represent any particular state that he could get subsidies to for growing marijuana, so he doesn't care if it's legal or not. He probably gets paid by the timber industry or one of these other huge cartels.
Probably.
So, I mean, that's generally the way it works. But, Rob, thank you so much for the call. None of us are fans of Joe Biden. I want to think that he's not any more likely to set off a boogaloo than anyone else. But one never knows. I mean, any little thing could trigger it.
Well, okay, here's a little thing for you. Do you know who he said was going to run his gun policy?
No.
Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, that's interesting.
The original, this guy's going to set off the boogaloo trying to grab the guns.
Well, a politician saying
only,
a thing.
That's the only way that I see that happening is if they come for the guns in a serious way, and the right wing says no.
Well, a politician saying a thing and actually doing a thing is very different. I mean, for all intents and purposes, I'm inclined to believe that Beto was just saying that in order to appease his base, his voters. Because I think they know how badly it would go if they attempted to actually, like, confiscate guns in the United States.
Wasn't he the one who said we could do it, we've got nukes?
Yeah, that's right.
I wanted to know how he was going to use those.
Another
I'm curious
person.
About that.
What do you think? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is updating us on the status of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States.
As I stand before you today, we have more than 100 coronavirus cases in the United States. That is counting domestic cases and cases of coronavirus of Americans that were returned from China or the Diamond Princess. I'm pleased to report that most of those who contracted coronavirus within our care are continuing to recover. But sadly, we received word today that another American has passed away and their family has our deepest condolences.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is taking shots at former Vice President Joe Biden after the former VP dominated Super Tuesday. Sanders criticized Biden for his voting record and the amount of billionaires contributing to his campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans.
Health officials, for example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 603-283-6160 is the number we're giving out tonight because of a connection issue we're having. Again, that's 603-283-6160.
We're having technicalities.
And with you tonight is Aria.
And Gray.
And future governor of New Hampshire, nobody.
And I talk about it a lot, but it's actually the wallet that I use for all of my personal crypto stuff. It's the Edge wallet, available for both iOS and Android. It allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. Being built since 2014 by a veteran team with a tagline of Secure Your Freedom, you can find out more about it by visiting edge.app. Again, that's edge.app, or just download it directly from the iOS and Google Play stores. It's definitely the easiest wallet to use, and you don't have to worry about any of that 24-word passphrase nonsense.
Yeah, get your crypto on. Makes it easy.
So we've been talking about Joe Biden and, you know, all of his creepiness, but before we get further into that, let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Anybody there?
No, because I didn't unmute it. Hi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm watching you guys on D-Live tonight. Great show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, thanks. Did you...
What I want to know is, I'm trying to figure out is, how how insane has the Democratic Party become where they pick creepy Joe Biden to be, I guess he's the front runner now for them for the presidency, which is insane. Joe Biden, he's got to have some form of dementia.
It does seem that he's a bit crazy, for sure. With his whole, that's how I learned about roaches and the little kids like to go underwater and stroke my leg hair stuff. It's just, dude.
That was the awkward
popcorn or corn pop.
I think it was always the plan that Biden was going to be the nominee, but they didn't count on him going senile in the middle of the election, and now they have no idea what to do.
But the president you have now, he was on a bus, recorded at some point, boasting about groping women and things like that, like it was a cool thing to do. So that's,
oh my God!
But Trump, when he first when he was going to be elected, there was some sort of story. And
okay, I'm not going to say
about him
groping women, because what he said to me sounded like, I mean, his words included, "When you're a star, they let you do it," which is, if they let you do it, that's
Well, judging from the allegations being brought against Trump, they didn't exactly let him do it. He just never asked. And then because they didn't shoot him, he assumed they let him.
Why is it that every single politician is got to be connected to some sleazebag pedophile?
Do you want to hear
the theory? I'm not saying it's true, but I'll tell you the theory. The theory is that they deliberately promote pedophiles because
of the blackmail.
They get blackmail material, and then they want the people they can blackmail in the most useful possible situation.
See, I have a different hypothesis, and I think it's probably more likely the case. It's just, power is a corrupting influence in people, and I think, if I remember correctly, most criminal psychologists tend to agree that molesting children, raping children, is largely about power and not any sort of sexual gratification. I know that's true of raping women.
If you want to fund the government with theft, I mean, this is the kind of people you're going to get. It's, I think, like you said, the creepiest, nastiest people are going to want to rule over you.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first thing I say to a woman, if she says to me, every boyfriend I've ever had has been abusive, the first thing I'm going to say is, do you tend to date soldiers, cops, and football players? Because if so, you're dating people who choose violence. They like violence enough to choose to do it.
I don't know if I want to include football players in that. I mean, football players use violence in their sport when it's all consensual.
It is all consensual, but, you know, for one thing, the constant competition and the constant, I mean, a lot of those guys are wrapped really tight, and I mean, I've dealt with them in convenience stores at 3 o'clock in the morning, because I grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is a Big Ten town. And I used to deal with these guys. Came in, they're like, "Well, I want this, this, and this free. Don't you know who I am?" And it's like, "No, I don't know who you are. In my store, you pay."
They want special privileges for throwing the pigskin around.
On bigger people, but Denny Hasker did not look like a football player.
I don't know what one of those is. Who is Denny Hasker?
Who was the Speaker of the House in 2010?
John Boehner?
No.
I don't know.
Then I have no idea.
Was it Dennis Hasker?
I don't know, man.
Some old white guy?
Yeah, that's the guy that got caught. He was like a wrestling coach, right?
I
don't know the story.
I don't pay nearly that much attention to politics in the United States.
He was Speaker of the House, and some kids came forward, or, you know, not kids, but adults came forward, and they brought up the fact that he was a pedophile, whenever he was a coach for wrestling, and he tried to pay them off through wire transfers, and so he got busted for not being a pedophile, but he got put in jail for illegal wire transfer. Dennis Hasker.
Interesting. Well, thank you so much for the call. But, yeah, there seems to be an issue with people in power, in political power, seeking mm-hmm. and finding other ways to establish and exploit power over others. I mean, to me, that just is the nature of the beast. If you have a political system, that's the kind of person it's going to attract. Just like if you have a police force, the kind of person it's going to attract is the kind of person who wants to commit aggression.
Yeah, if you get off on hurting people, and you don't become a soldier, a cop, or you know, an MMA fighter, somebody who can actually hurt people professionally without somebody like, you know, electrocuting them, then I don't know what you're thinking. I don't understand what you're doing with your life, because it's the perfect job for you.
Again, thank you so much for the call. I think the entire political system, I mean, it's built to attract that kind of person. It's built to attract people who are rapists, who are pedophiles, who are violent, amoral psychopaths.
Well, Frank Herbert said, all governments suffer from a recurring problem. Power attracts pathological personalities. It is not so much that power corrupts, but that it is magnetic to the corruptible. Yes, if you get off on power, again, what do you want to be more than anything else is President of the United States. Whereas I have the occasional nightmare about actually being elected governor, and it's like, oh my God, just bring me the pardon pen, because, you know, I'm not going to make it through this whole term. I don't want to do this.
It sounds more like a wet dream than a nightmare. You as governor?
Being governor?
Like yeah.
Well, apparently you've envisioned it differently than my dark brain.
Yeah, the notion, I mean, I've run for a few offices, but the notion of actually winning any of these and having to serve, I couldn't do it without violating, you know, oaths. Not really oaths, but without violating my principles. So,
I do the pardons.
That.
I do all the pardons.
That's the wet dream part.
This is Free Talk Live.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is, no, it's not toll-free tonight. It's 603-283-6160. Again, that's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Nobody.
And we've been making fun of just the Democratic results yesterday in general, because Joe Biden just sort of swept the bulk of Super Tuesday, with Bernie Sanders really only performing well in, I think it was Vermont, California, and Texas. But with so many of the states that voted yesterday being southern states, they have higher populations of black Americans. Of black Americans, as just about anyone who has lived in the South will tell you, would obviously have gone heavily for Joe Biden.
I
don't know. It's just because a cultural.
Because they like his leg hair?
No, it's just. That's what he says, right? It's just a cultural thing.
Joe Biden is a cultural thing?
No, the Democratic establishment is the cultural thing, and Joe Biden is the Democratic establishment candidate.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's so, carrying the blue colors, basically.
Yeah, but what's the real issue here, as far as I see it, is even letting these southern states weigh in on the Democratic nominee is absurd. They're going to go red. Texas is going to go red. Tennessee's going to go red.
Well, don't they have a right to do that voting thing, though?
They have a government-granted right to vote in the general election.
For two
but
people.
But the Democratic Party doesn't have to allow states that they know for a fact are going to go red to influence the result of their primaries, to determine who their candidate is going to be.
You're absolutely right that they don't have to. They don't have to do
anything. I'm going to go further and say it's
unwise. At all.
I'm going to say it's unwise for them to do so.
Well, I mean, they've got a lot of problems coming up. They cheated Bernie Sanders in 2016, and I think, I mean, they cheated in ways that are provable, but I think they cheated in ways much worse, because I'm paranoid, but and They need his voters in the coming election, but they can't have him because he will horrify so many people. It's like I think of my Cuban friends that I chilled out with in Tampa, who were actual Cuban refugees.
Has Florida gone red for like the last three election cycles anyway, though?
I don't know.
I don't recall. But let's go to the phones. You're on Free Talk Live. Are you still with us?
You talking to me?
Yeah, yes. You're on Free Talk Live.
What you got?
I'm walking here.
What's on your mind? Okay, I guess he's nervous. Anyway,
it happens.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
You call back.
So a lot of people are interested in what's going on here, saying that one of these commentators in particular asserted that Joe Biden is the candidate that Trump fears most.
I don't think Trump fears too many of his...
I think Tulsi Gabbard was probably the only one that he should have had any reason whatsoever to fear.
I think Bernie Sanders is the one that he had a lot of reason to fear. That's really interesting. We've got three different...
I don't know. Bernie Sanders just argues emotion. Oh, we should do this. We have to have this. We have to take care of everyone.
What could a leftist voter like more than that?
Well, logic, reason, the fact that these policies don't work. Well, I'm a leftist. I'm about as hard left as you can get.
I think you went a little too far left and came out on the right, sweet thing. Because, don't feel bad. Same thing happened to me. I was a Marxist when I was 20. And then,
The issue with the Democrats is that neoliberalism has conquered. And liberalism itself
has
just been erased.
What is neoliberalism?
Neoconservatism.
Okay.
With free health care and free college.
I think the parties I think the DNC and the RNC are more or less controlled by exactly the same people and they're acting in concert. So
it's not really a question
of who's going to get elected. They're trying to figure out who can prevent us from shooting them. I mean, if possible, by making us, you know, not angry enough to shoot them.
Well, that's how the entire political establishment works. I mean, when America gets too angry at the Democrats, the Republicans are swept into power, and a different group of people becomes angry while the first group becomes pacified. And then the first group that became pacified becomes angry again and votes for the other side. And they just keep going back and forth with nothing ever changing. And with the average American having too short of an attention span to even notice it, absolutely nothing changed when we went from George W. Bush to Barack Obama or from Barack Obama to Donald Trump. Nothing changed.
Except for your money is probably worth a lot less. As each change happens.
Oh,
sure,
yeah.
But that's not because
inflation
of the president.
No, but I mean, that's what that's what they're hiding from you. Hey, come look at these puppets and ignore the fact your money doesn't buy much anymore.
Look at the monkey. Look at the silly monkey.
Yeah, and now you have millennials and other young people who are like, Barack Obama was the best president the United States ever had. Why? What did he do that was...
Maybe.
He's identical to George W. Bush. That's like saying that this pal dog feces is the best one we've ever had. It's a pal of dog feces.
It depends on what the dog ate.
You did notice the media tone change between Bush and Obama. They were groomed to love Obama.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean there was any qualitative difference between the two.
I didn't say there was.
That was my entire point, though, was that younger people have been conditioned to believe that Barack Obama was the best president they ever had, when in reality, he was indistinguishable from George W. and from Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think all those media outlets are mouthpieces for the state. I mean, they have to beg the state for permission to broadcast their message, so there's... Once they get their license, there's no way they're not going to do whatever they're told.
And there's something else that happened after that. First you had licensing, and then you had the Cold War. And all of a sudden, they could tell the media, you have to say anything you know, whatever it is, because of spy stuff. And we can't tell you why you're saying it, but you have to say this. And once that's been going on for a couple of decades, they'll say anything.
Yeah, then it's just secondhand, sure.
Yeah.
I got a direct line in, maybe.
Well, let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was just curious, why are y'all have on the libertarian candidate that's running for president?
What do you mean?
Like John Mott or Vermin Supreme?
I'm a Vermin Supreme supporter.
Yeah, Vermin's called in before.
I mean,
okay. There
are no bad candidates in the field.
There are.
Some are better than others. I thought he dropped out. Which one do you consider bad?
Well, I mean, it's a matter of how popular are they, but you have lunatics like Benjamin Leder and stuff like that who are technically presidential candidates, and they're just terrible people.
Oh, okay. See, I don't even know that name, so... Okay, I retract my statement that there are no bad ones in the field.
Plus, Bill Weld will be back once he finishes losing to Donald. Oh, yeah, he'll be
back. There's sore loser laws all over the country. He'd be sore loser to death.
It didn't stop Gary Johnson from doing it in 2012 or 2008, whichever year it was.
But Gary Johnson did it much earlier. It's the same thing that...
He dropped out of the Republican primary and then joined the Libertarian Party.
Right, but he did it much earlier. I think he did it before... before Super Tuesday, I mean, it was like earlier than now in the cycle, I think. Because the thing is, until you've participated in a primary in a particular state, you can't get sore losered there. So, like, as more and more primaries happen,
well, Gary Johnson was at least in the Iowa state primary.
So
I don't know if Iowa has a state.
Absolutely.
Loser act.
Who are we talking to on the phone?
This call today.
Bearded curmudgeon.
Curmudgeon?
Yeah.
That's such a cool name.
Well, it works.
Yeah, we're not getting much. We're not able to receive information on names and stuff like that from GCN at the moment. So.
Okay. Well, he's a curmudgeon. That's cool.
Do you have a preference among the Libertarian presidential candidates?
No, not right now. I'm leaning towards John Mott, though.
Yeah, you could definitely call in.
I don't know anything about him. I like John McAfee as well.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he is totally insane.
I like Hornberger, but I picked up a piece of scuttlebutt yesterday that I haven't confirmed yet that makes me nervous. So I'm going to have to try and check that out over the break.
I don't know if I was supposed to understand that, but I did it.
You did
this is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Call and let us know what is on your mind, 603-283-6160.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.